Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. On the 23rd of March 1960, the Memphis Press Scimitar reported that 23 students from Lemoyne College had tried to use the Cossett Library and the Brooks Art Museum and were charged with trespassing. The students were represented by Benjamin Hooks, who later became president of the NAACP. Hooks arranged a two-week truce with the city to try to work out a way to open public libraries, the zoo, and the Brooks and Pink Palace Museums. His efforts failed. Sit-ins and protests continued for several months. The case went to federal court. Eventually, the Supreme Court ordered the opening of public facilities to all citizens, regardless of race. Once the decision was handed down, integration was accomplished peacefully. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums, or on Facebook, or at memphismuseums.org.